Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:14, got some fog out there. Be careful if you run into any lights on. No brights. Got to have the no flashers on unless you're stopped. Keep that in mind. It's illegal to do that. 62 degrees right now, going up to 81 today, 82 tomorrow. We get to the 70s by Sunday. And then Thanksgiving, they're thinking now, a week from now, might be maybe lows in the 50s, highs around the mid-60s or so. Justin Buechler joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Get the latest on what's going on in Washington, Congress, polls, et cetera. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What has been the fallout from the government shutdown? Is it too early to tell, or do we know who eats the blame on that?
Well, it looks like President Trump and the Republicans took a little bit of the blame, but this kind of thing generally wears out pretty quickly. So if you're looking at the polls right now, I have Real Clear Politics up on my computer at the moment, and President Trump's approval rating, as usual, is net negative. He's looking at a 43.5% net favorable, 52.4% net unfavorable. If you average out the polls, there's a little bit of a downward trend, but not all that much. This is pretty consistent with his overall polling. So there's been maybe a little bit of a downward trend, but not all that much. And I think by the time we get to the midterm elections, this will all be kind of noise with the shutdown. And there will be so many events between now and the election that the shutdown will just have been noise in the background.
President Trump saying you're going to see prices come down soon on Fox. Fox also did a poll that shows that people are saying that prices are going up on groceries, et cetera, and a mixed bag as to whether they blame him or not. Is it ultimately the economy, stupid to use the phrase that's often used when it comes to the midterms?
The economy is the biggest predictor of election results. But of course, when we say the economy isn't one thing, right? So the economy has a lot of different aspects to it, and there are different ways to measure the economy. So when you say prices, we're talking about inflation. Mm-hmm. And inflation is really tricky when you get into measurement. So the prices of different goods will change at different rates. Prices don't come down, right? And one of the things that we know as we get older is the prices of most things will go up, and they will go up at different rates. So if you track inflation over time, you'll look at something like CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and then you'll sometimes see what's called core CPI, which strips out food and energy because food and energy are a lot more volatile. Now, inflation is basically just positive. So the price of nearly everything will just go up. So prices are not going to come down. We've seen the price of, for example, eggs go down because if you remember last year, the price of eggs spiked because of an epidemic with chickens. But prices are not going to come down because prices just don't come down. Prices go up. That's what inflation is. Now, what's happened is the rate of inflation has slowed, so prices aren't going up at as fast a rate, but prices are still going up. And as people are concerned about different aspects of the economy, what tends to happen is the president takes the blame when people feel bad about the economy. The president tends to get the credit when people feel good about the economy. How much of an influence the president has over the economy is a little bit tricky because the president doesn't just, you know, sit at the center of a control room and press buttons and flip the switches. But the president tends to get the credit or the blame anyway.
We hear so much about this K-shaped economy, and I think economically it's like healthcare or whatever. If it's working for you, then you're happy. If it's not working for you, then you're not. But where do the numbers play with this K-shaped economy, or how do they fall with who's doing well and who's not? Do you know?
Yeah, this is actually really misleading. You hear a lot about kind of the disappearing middle class. And if you actually track the economy over the long term, and if you look at income over the long term, what's actually happened is really fascinating. So if you look at what we might call a middle income group, it has in some ways shrunk. But what's happened is a higher proportion of the country is making more money in inflation-adjusted terms. So the country is really getting richer. So what's happened is you've got a proportion of the country which is at a low income level that stayed relatively consistent over the last bunch of decades. You can go back to like the 1960s. So that stayed relatively consistent. The middle category measured in constant dollars, inflation adjusted dollars, that has decreased. But the reason it's decreased is that a higher proportion of the country in inflation adjusted terms is making more money. So the country is actually getting richer. So the idea of a shrinking middle class and everybody getting poorer, that's not true when you look at income and inflation adjusted terms. It's also important to address this phrasing: is the economy working for you? When you speak like that, you're talking about the economy like it's an actor, like it's this thing that acts on you, as opposed to you as an actor who makes decisions for your own life. It shifts the responsibility, and the whole point of capitalism is that you take actions which determine and you determine the course of your own life. So what's happened over time, over the last bunch of decades, is that Americans are getting richer, which is why the middle income group has shrunk. And that's actually kind of what we want.
But when it comes to is the economy working for you, however you define it, we should say your lifestyle then is working for you, not the economy, because maybe people use the words interchangeably. When I'm saying economy, what I'm trying to say is, are you happy with your lifestyle? Do you feel as though you're making enough money? Not that any of us ever feel that we are, but it comes to, I guess I'm confused, Professor. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back with who's getting richer, because I keep seeing numbers that say the prices are going up and people can afford less and less, but maybe I have that mistake. And Justin Buechler is our guest, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. 620 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, about the economy and the way people are viewing it, the latest polls, et cetera, and how people view the economy. So, Professor, you are saying the country is richer than we've ever been. Is that right? Do I have you right there?
Yeah, that's right. This is sort of a complication of prices going up. So we do have inflation, but we also have incomes going up. So if you're just looking at prices, then every time you buy something, you get an impression of what's going on based on the price and nominal dollars that you pay for a particular good. But if your income is also going up, then it is affordable for you to buy that. So right now I'm looking at a graph from an economist named Mark J. Perry. So in 2023, 40.9% of U.S. households made $100,000 or more. So if you go back to 1967, only 13.1% of U.S. households made the same amount.
And what was the current number, Professor, you said?
In 2023, it was 40.9% of U.S. households made $100,000 or more. Go back to 1967, and it was only 13.1%. So what's going on is American households are getting richer and richer. Now, at the same time, prices go up. So if you're just watching the prices as they go up, then you'll get an impression of what's happening economically. But if you're making more money, then you can also afford to pay those higher prices. So it's this complicated mess of trying to study the economy when you have incomes going up, you have prices going up. So you have a bunch of different ways that you can look at the economy. You can look at inflation, you can look at employment, you can look at real disposable income. The economy is not just one thing. It's a bunch of different factors that all interact with each other, which is why we have to study the economy by studying all of the different measures together as they change together.
Who is more likely to vote, if there have been any studies on that? Is it people that are doing well economically or not doing well economically?
So the statistically, the two best predictors of voter turnout are age and education. The older you are, the more likely you are to vote, and the more educated you are, the more likely you are to vote. Now, education also predicts income, and age predicts income. So income is a predictor of vote choice, but it's kind of a spurious predictor. Now, what used to be the case was that people who are wealthier voted Republican. In 2024, that flipped. The top income category in 2024 was more likely to vote Democratic. So 2024, that did flip.
Thank you, Professor. Any final thoughts?
Not in 10 seconds, so
got
we'll
you.
Leave it at that.
All right, we got 30, but that's good. Thank you, sir. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We'll take a break. We come back talking to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Get you ready for Thanksgiving, as we normally do every Thursday, but this being the week before Thanksgiving, that's why we're getting ready for that. And I got my Tommy top five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've gone on today. The question is something specific that people do that makes them a jerk. So far, I'm getting some interesting answers. I'll share them with you when we come back. I'll give you the top five at 9 o'clock. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, November 20th, 1 week out from Thanksgiving. And what better time to talk to Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Morning, Mike. How you?
Man, I am great. I'm getting ready to head up to Monroe. I'll be talking to the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, of course, about all things agriculture. We'll be talking a lot today about seafood. Everybody getting ready for their seafood gumbo along with their turkey. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be talking Thanksgiving and agriculture and all things in between.
Tell me about...
No, we're going to have a real good time today.
Tell me about the Trump administration and some crop disaster assistance for farmers.
Yes. So they've just announced Supplemental Disaster Assistance Program, and that is going to help with some of the disasters from 23 and 24. And there's going to be, you know, the first phase, and you can tell the farmers now to contact the Farm Services Agency. And then there's going to be a second phase that's going to come in. Stage two would be for what we call shallow losses, those things that weren't covered under their crop insurance. And then also looking at additional things that were not covered by crop insurance, such as quality damage to products that were stored in warehouses, damages on specific crops that were maybe were not covered by crop insurance. That will be the second phase of that. And then also looking at assisting any dairy farmers who had to dump milk. And so you're looking at about $16 billion. And then that's on top of the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, which was about $12 billion. The overall number that they're trying to reach to get our farmers back into, you know, basically where they can pay their bankers off this year is around $40 billion. We do expect there will be another round of payments to try to close that gap, looking at the effects of the economy over the past year and what we call in the profit gap. In other words, looking at how much they lost per acre and trying to get closer to break even, because the main thing is by January, we've got to be able to go back to the banks, the farmers do, and borrow more money to replant. That's the only way it works. And so a lot of that's going on, and the farmers are very thankful because when the government was shut down for months, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. The farmers couldn't even go into the Farm Services Agency and pay the crop loans. Mm. And they couldn't take out any bridge loans. And all of that now is in motion. And I know the FSA, and I talked to Craig McCain, who's the state director of FSA, yesterday. He said, they are drinking water out of a fire hose, but they're swallowing quickly. And so they're working very hard and trying to help people, especially, you know, when there's people that, quote, fell through the gaps, if there was a mistake on the application or if something was going on, but to try to stand our farmers back up because, you know, our banks are telling them you got to get right or we can't give you another farm loan.
Drinking water out of a fire hose, but what, swallowing quickly?
Rick, quickly, drinking as much
like
as we
it.
Can, as fast as we can, right, and so that we can get our job done, yes. Yes.
Tell me about, I wanted to get to this, Mike, as a veterinarian, things that you should not give the dog during the holiday season. I guess I've never had a cat, so I don't know if you feed a cat from the table or not, but things that you should never give a dog?
No, you know, don't give that dog, you know, the turkey leg bone when you're done. Don't give them any pork chop bones when you're done. You know, don't put the carcass of the turkey outside for the dog, and especially don't give them any chocolate candy or things. You really need to try to keep, you know, your pets, especially your dogs, on the normal, regular diet. That's a big deal. And also for the holidays, you know, watch out for the stress factor in some of these animals. Don't go lock them up just because you got people coming over and just ignore them because they can get very upset. And then when the fireworks start going off, you may want to bring them inside, you know, and comfort them, so they don't really, you know, get stressed out. And the cats can get stressed out. They'll go hide under the bed, you know, but the dogs take it, and it can be, you know, really upsetting to them, and then that can further upset the diet. The main thing is keep them on their dog food. Look, if you sneak them a little bit of, you know, a little bit of meat, and I'm telling you just a tidbit or a cracker, that's one thing. But don't, you know, just because, you know, you're eating all of this, you know, wonderful, rich food. Don't give it to them because it can really make them sick. Chocolate is bad. Chocolate's always bad for animals. Don't give them any of that. But don't give them anything with sharp bones and that sort of thing in it, and we'll be okay.
And you can't expect them to act the same when you got a house full of strangers, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. They are professionals. You know, they know how to go and see and roll those eyes up and everybody give them a tidbit. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon they got an upset stomach, right?
Right.
But the worst thing is if you're having poultry a chicken leg, a thigh leg, if they swallow it, and it can get stuck in the throats. I've extracted those from animals' throats, or those pork chop bones or ham bones or sharp edges. They don't need that. If the dog's gonna chew on a bone, go down to the feed and seed or wherever you get that great big smoked beef bone, and they can chew on that, right? But you got to be careful with cut bones with sharp edges.
All right, Mike, let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:50, 10 till 7, talking to Mike Strain, our friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, as we do every Thursday. Time now for traffic on WWL. All right, 6:57, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker on his Thursday morning, November 20th on WWL, talking to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, let's talk about mental health in the holidays, because that is important at this time of year.
It is very important, and a number of people are really, really stressed. And so what's very important, to recognize the signs. And the signs could just be someone is just, they're not talking, they're acting different, something's not right. You're down at the coffee shop, and you see, Farmer John sitting across the table, and he's just by himself, kind of looking down at his coffee. Sit down and visit with them. Talk to them. And if they need help, encourage them to call. There's all types of hotlines. But mental health is important. And remember, some family members, they can feel ostracized for whatever reason, or they feel alone, or some people are just alone. So, just include them, and it's the right thing to do, and include them into your conversation and check on them, and to make the holidays joyous for everyone. Because again, mental health, depression is a big deal, and it generally surfaces more around holidays because of all the things going on or in that particular person's life, the things that are not going on that other people are enjoying.
Mike, let's talk about prices of turkey and preparation hints and safety and so forth.
Well, turkey has went up in price. You see different reports. However, you can find some deals. There's a deal, for instance, at Rouse's. You buy a Hormel ham and you can get a free turkey, or you can get money off the turkey shop. Average price is around $1.47, $1.49. And you're not going to find that 20-pound butterball turkey. The biggest one that we could find was 17.5. But when you get that big turkey, listen, on Saturday, you've got to get it out of the freezer and put it into the refrigerator. Don't wait. And if you wake up Wednesday and say, oh, my gosh, the turkey's still in the freezer, you're going to have to do the cold water method. You can go to USDA and you can look up all those different rules. But it takes about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey. But again, good, safe handling practices. And again, we'll have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to talk to you next Wednesday because we're going to be off on Thanksgiving. So we'll talk to you then. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Safe travels to Monroe, beautiful area of the state. I know you're going to enjoy it. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to the state treasurer, John Fleming, about some unreturned property, billions of dollars in unclaimed property. We'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, about the budget mess and some more. So stay tuned here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.